Today's gospel is a good example of something that our Lord does very well. He challenges those who are insiders, and he welcomes those who are outsiders. Sometimes when we reflect on a gospel like today, we can be struck by how Jesus is pretty firm, he's pretty challenging in the words that he offers. But in other parts of the gospel, our Lord seems to be almost the opposite, almost to be extra welcoming. And it's something that our Lord does time and time again. When someone does not truly yet know God, he is very welcoming. He tries to bring that outsider to draw them in. But when someone thinks that they do know God, he challenges them. He helps them to go further along their path of discipleship. And this is a balance that our Lord calls all of us to, how we seek to grow along our path of discipleship and of how we seek to invite others into deeper relationship with God. Part of these words that our Lord says at the very beginning, if you remain in my word, you will truly be my disciples and you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. Because of the pride that these individuals showed, they were blocked from hearing what Jesus was saying. Pride in so many ways blocks us from becoming more fully the disciples that God calls us to be, especially as we prepare to enter Holy Week and as we continue during this week of when we're already in what's called Passion Tide. It's important for us to reflect, what is that way that the Lord is inviting us and in some ways challenging us to go deeper in being his disciples than we already are? What are ways that pride can block us? What are ways that pride can keep us from being able to receive the word of God and the ways that we make things about ourselves when it's not about us? Those who heard these words of scripture from our Lord totally misinterpreted them. Their pride blinded them. They made things about themselves when it had nothing to do about them, and they missed what our Lord was trying to tell them. As we seek to grow as disciples, we need to ask the same for ourselves. What is a way that I have allowed my pride to blind me? What is a way that I have allowed that to keep me from receiving God's word more deeply and becoming more fully the disciple that God has called me to? And as we also prepare to enter into Holy Week and into the Easter season, it's a great opportunity to grow wider, to be able to invite people in who normally aren't coming to church, who don't yet know God. So we invite them in, but we challenge ourselves and allow the Lord to help us to grow along our path to discipleship so that we may live more fully in the truth and so we may help bring others more deeply into that truth as well.